The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the chaplain, the Reverend Gock, and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 40th Psalm we hear, "Happy are they that trust in the Lord." We celebrate and give thanks yet again for the faithful servant, Martin Luther King, who truly trusted in the Lord, spoke his word to us, and sought to help us live lives in harmony with our God and with one another. May we find ways to enrich the lives of one another, seeking to follow the path of our Lord laid out before us. May we walk it boldly and courageously, doing that which is needed and helpful. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown,
here.
Chappelle Nadal,
aye.
Cunningham,
here.
Curls,
here.
Dixon,
here.
Igel, Emery,
here.
Hageman,
here.
Holzman,
here.
Hoskins,
here.
Hummel,
here.
Kehoe,
here.
Koenig,
here.
Kraus,
here.
Leibler,
here.
Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder,
here.
Richard,
here.
Riddle,
here.
Rizzo,
here.
Romine,
here.
Rowden,
here.
Sater,
here.
Schoff,
here.
Schatz,
here.
Shoup,
here.
Sipton,
here.
Sylvie,
here.
Wallingford,
here.
Walsh,
here.
Wasson,
here.
Whelan,
Madam Secretary. Senator from the 5th, what purpose do you rise? Quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 6th day, Thursday, January 12, 2017. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. Senator Kraus in the chair.
Senator Cole, purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Senator from Cole has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same is approved as fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator from Cole, you're recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Cole closes. All those of the opinion that the motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introductions of guests. Introduction of guest. Seeing none. Oh, I'm sorry. Senator from Callaway, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of very special guest.
You may proceed.
Mr. President, on your left and my right, I have Avery Smith from Holt Summit. She's a second grader from North Elementary School visiting today. I would very much like to make her page for the day, with compensation to be paid from her grandfather, our favorite Marty doorkeeper. Would love for the body to please make her well.
Let's please welcome the guests from Callaway, and would the guests please stand? Please make them welcome. And the young lady will be page of the day, and I'll let her grandpa figure out who pays. Introduction of guests. Seeing none, petitions, memorials, remonstrance, resolutions. Senator from Johnson, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Send your resolution forward.
That same language, please.
Senator, that is a concurrent resolution, and we are not on that order of business at this time. We're on resolutions. So send that back. We'll be there in just a minute. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Johnson, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have a concurrent resolution.
Send it forward. Senator, do you care to explain your concurrent resolution?
No explanation needed, Mr. President.
The resolution will be printed in the journal. Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from the ninth, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Send your bills forward.
Thank you. Mr. President, it's good to see you this morning.
Good to see you, Senator.
Mr. President, the first bill pertains to...
Hang on just a minute, Senator. Hold on just a minute, just please.
Oh, yes, she has to read them. I'm sorry.
Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill?
Senate Bill number 298, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to nuisance actions in certain political subdivisions.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
Yes, Mr. President, this bill pertains to nuisance actions for deteriorated property in Kansas City.
Okay. Madam Secretary, would you please read the second bill?
Senate Bill number 299, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to abandoned real property in certain cities.
You care to explain the bill, Senator?
Thank you. Very quickly, it just relates to determination of abandoned property in Kansas City.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President.
All right. Thank you. Introduction of bills. Senator from Berry, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill?
Senate Bill number 300, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to bonding requirements for treasurers of 7 director school districts.
Senator, would you care to
explain the bill? No explanation, sir.
All right, introduction of bills. Senator from Cape Girardeau, what purpose do you rise?
No explanation necessary.
Thank you. Send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 301, introduced by Senator Wallingford. An act relating to sexual assault reporting in long-term care facilities.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from Jefferson, what purpose do you rise?
I have three bills.
Send your bills forward.
No explanation is needed at this time.
Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 302, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to advanced industrial manufacturing zones.
Madam Secretary, read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 303, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to contracts limiting tortfeasor liability.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Senate Bill number 303, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to the corporate governance of insurance companies.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Very wise choice, as I knew you would make. I have a bill, one. I will send it forward to this great young lady here.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill?
No explanation needed, Mr. President.
Thank you. Please keep the noise down in the Senate while we're reading the bills.
Senate Bill number 305, introduced by Senator Kehoe et al., an act relating to lobbyist expenditures.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from Andrew, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have a bill to present.
Please send it forward.
It requires no explanation.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 306, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to bonding requirements for treasurers of 7 director school districts.
Further introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Seeing none. Senator from Cole. Senator on the floor, Senator from the second, what purpose do you rise?
Permission to introduce a very special guest.
Are you asking unanimous consent?
Asking unanimous consent to introduce a very
special
guest.
Hearing no objections, you may.
Mr. President, on your left and my right is Lindy Parcells. She is a first-year student, Master of Public Health Administration at Washington University in St. Louis. She specializes in health policy, and she is interested in learning more about the legislative process. She'll be working as a legislative intern in my office this session, and I'd ask this body to make her feel welcome.
Would the guests of the Senator from Second please rise, and would the body please make them welcome? Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the Governor? If so, I ask the reading be waived and they be printed in the journal.
There are messages from the Governor, and we will waive the reading and be printed in the journal. Senator from Newton, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Please refer Senate Bill 251 from Ways and Means to the Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, and also please refer the gubernatorial appointments to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments.
They will so be referred. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire of the Secretary if there are messages from the House? If so, I ask them to please be read.
There is a message from the House.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the Speaker has appointed the following committee to act with a like committee from the Senate pursuant to House Concurrent Resolution 1. Representatives Cookson, Franklin, Bernsgetter, Redman, Alferman, McCreary, Carpenter, Kendrick, Harris, and McGee. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 60, an act relating solely to lobbyist expenditures, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I'd ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objections, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Is there a Senate rule on how close another senator can get to your desk and bother you? Is there like Sergeant of Arms or somebody we can call?
Well, we could refer that to the Sergeant of Arms, but I'm not sure of the rule.
No, he's shaking his head, negative. Mr. President, in a few minutes, I will be making a recess motion for the benefit of the body, where we will reconvene in the chamber here at 7:15. So I'd ask all members be ready to go at 7:15. After the governor's state of the state, we will come back in technical session in nature, so not everybody has to be here simply for an adjournment motion. Thank you, Mr. President.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Further announcements. Seeing none, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate stand in recess until 7:15 p.m. this day, at which time we will assemble to repair to the House for the State of the State Address.
Senator from Cole moves that the Senate will stand in recess till 7:15 on this day. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand at recess until 7:15 this date.